So here in this video now, I would just like to take a little bit of time to really lay down and hopefully help you to define the purpose of life coaching, because there's often a little bit of confusion, especially amongst many of the helping disciplines and modalities in terms of what coaching is, what coaching isn't, what coaching should be, and what coaching certainly cannot be. So first things first. I'm going to boldly suggest that life coaching is certainly not and cannot be about advice giving, i.e. telling people what to do. This is a big no-no, definitely not. We can't go doing that. Reason being, all right, think about how many times in your life you have enjoyed being on the receiving end of advice. All right, now there's two ways you can look at this. Sometimes we will approach people and ask them for advice, and then sometimes people will just simply advise us or try to advise us when we haven't asked for it at all. We would refer to this as unsolicited advice. Well, I don't know about you, but there's an idea in the presuppositions of their helping disciplines, and this is that responsibility breeds empowerment. And what I mean by this is that the more responsibility that we take on a day-to-day basis for ourselves, for our goals, our ambitions, for our flaws, our imperfections, for growing, the more empowered we become to change and grow and develop and make decisions, make wise decisions. So advice giving doesn't really come into this. Think about it. If I was just to stand here right now and give you a whole load of advice about what you should do as a life coach and how you should set up your business and how you should do this and how you should speak to clients, then what I'm not really encouraging you to do is engage with your own mind and work stuff out for yourself. Now, right since video one, I've suggested that throughout this course, I'm going to present you with a whole load of principles and ideas, but how you apply them is going to be pretty much down to you, all right? This is what you've got to work out for yourself. Because when we're dealing with human beings here, it's not like there's a one-size-fits-all approach that we can take to getting life right. There isn't. And life isn't just like one mass, is it? Life is broken down into many, many different areas. We've got our relationships, our intimate relationships, personal relationships, social, professional relationships. We've got our career, we've got our educational aspirations, we've got our business, our profession. We've then got relationships with children, our spouses, family, call it what you want. There's then our personal finances. Some people are great at managing their finances, other people aren't. Then there's us managing ourselves, i.e. managing ourselves on an emotional level. We then have our routine responsibilities. We've got our degree of contribution back into the world. I mean, think about it. If a person is, you know, contributing back and making a real difference, they're generally going to feel quite fulfilled. But if this person who's contributing and giving back, his personal finances is in absolute tatters, then of course the life is out of balance. So what I'm saying is, as life coaches, we're not here to advise people. We're not here to tell people what we think we should do. And the reason for this being is because advice is generally always subjective. And by this, what I mean is that I could give you all the advice right now, but the only advice that I could give you would be based upon what I myself would do, which isn't necessarily what you should do. Does that make sense? Bit of a distinction here. So, advice giving can sometimes flow over into teaching or lecturing, which is a no-go. Coaching certainly isn't teaching or lecturing either, all right? Teaching people how to live life. Reason being is because there are no gurus. Yes, there are some people in the world who would make themselves out to be gurus, and yes, there are multiple ways in which the word guru can be interpreted. But the way that I see guru, and what I see guru meaning, are those people who make themselves out to have all the answers, all right, to have the secrets and the keys of what it takes to live an effective life. And I'm going to suggest that we're all simply working things out. So teaching and lecturing certainly isn't part of the life coaching process. Sometimes it can be good to offer people some insights or some ideas or some suggestions, but again, only once we've had the buy-in from them. So, professional consulting. this is a big no-no as well. So coaching people in life. Now, we've all seen the adverts, so I have anyway, over the years. This is just maybe because Google and Facebook, fix the ads however they do that to so they're tailored to my preferences. But I've seen it, you know, time and time again. You have people making themselves out to be the life coaching master gurus, and they'll say, you know, take my masterclass. It's going to cost you $10,000, and I'll teach you how to become a six-figure life coach, and you know, all that kind of thing. Well, to be honest with you, I have never encountered or worked with anyone, and I've worked with a lot of people over the years, all right, who actually want professional consulting. Now, there are professional consultants who will do well working in a professional context, but life coaching is very, very different from this. Life coaching is very, very different. It's personal. Personal is different from professional. All right, so it's important that you get clear. It might be the case that you want to go on to become a professional consultant. It might be the case that you even want to go on to become a business coach or something like this. But remember, even if you are working with professionals, well, what does professional even mean? Professionals are still people who are still alive, which means that as long as a person's still alive and they are wanting some assistance or some guidance, then your coaching principles are still going to be relevant for them. So yes, if you want to go down this road, you can do. It's entirely up to you. You can offer a high price service, but I'm going to suggest that life coaching, the way that I'm going to present it throughout this course, is about helping people to live in the most effective way and make the right decisions for them at any given time or situation. What life coaching also isn't, it's not counselling and it's not therapy, all right? Now, having again worked in this industry for quite a number of years, you get people in this industry who like to call themselves healers and therapists, and therapy is a very, very broad term that can be used to mean pretty much anything these days. Right? I was recently shown a video by someone that I know, a person offering cuddle therapy. And this is where a middle-aged woman, I think she was in her mid-50s, would lie on a doctor's sofa behind a guy in his mid-20s and just cuddle him. And that was it, cuddle therapy. Now, I'm not sure if there's any qualifications required for that, all right? But what I'm going to encourage you to do in your life coaching is keep things practical, keep things pragmatic. Why? Because people are generally looking for solutions. If a person's life isn't working the way that they want it to, all the cuddles in the world might make them feel nice and secure in the short term, but it certainly isn't going to help them to take the action steps that they need to take that are going to enable them to live a far more fruitful and effective life. So coaching isn't counselling, it's not therapy. You don't have to heal anyone. Why? Because let's buy into the assumption that no one's broken and that no one needs fixed. Now, I'm going to present you with an idea in the next section. It's called the drama triangle, all right? The various mindsets that people operate from. Some people like to see themselves as being the victim in life. Now, this is true, right? You're gonna find this out very, very quickly for yourself the second you set up a life coaching practice. Some people will come to you from a place of empowerment where they genuinely are just looking for a little bit of input to help them make some decisions. And then as soon as they've made these decisions, they're going to be away flying doing their thing. Whereas other people are waiting for someone to fix them or heal them or help them or make some decisions for them or advise them or teach them or guide them or do life for them. And what I'm going to just suggest is this is a very, very disempowered way of living life. Until a person takes full responsibility for themselves, for their flaws, for their failures, and the part that they've played in actually getting the life results that they're not happy with, well, they're never going to become empowered to do anything about those things. Are you with me? So, counselling's great. Now, what I do, I'm actually a trained counsellor as well. I also train and teach counselling. There's some excellent counselling skills that we can use when life coaching, but it's not counselling within itself. So that's it. That's what life coaching isn't, all right? But let's look at what it actually is. Well, the way that I like to see coaching is more about me offering a client another set of eyes looking at their life from an objective perspective, just to simply look at what they're looking at and ask them the questions that they most likely aren't asking themselves. Reason why I want to fulfill this role is because everyone has goals in life. It doesn't matter whether they're big goals or whether they are small goals. So the coaching process, and this is me really, really simplifying it here to help you understand what it is we're going to be unpacking throughout the rest of the course. Every life coaching relationship is always going to start with a goal. It has to. The goal has to be something tangible, something achievable, something timely, something realistic, and something actual as well. So clients who come along and saying, I just want my anxiety to go away. Well, that's not a goal. That's a person focusing more upon what they don't want than on what they do. That's the difference between negative motivations and positive motivations, which again, I'll unpack in the core values section of the course. So what we've got to be doing first and foremost as coaches is establishing with our clients what their goal actually is. If they don't have a goal, well, there's not really too much that we can do to help them fulfill this goal. Then what we also need to then establish is what the reality is for them. Because some clients, when they're talking about their reality, what they will give voice to is their perception. You know, I am just in this hole in life. I am stuck. I am lost. I'm useless. I'm worthless. I can't do this. I can't do that. The whole world's against me. Now, yeah, I'm giving you some pretty extreme examples here. But what we want to be doing pretty quickly is just cutting through all of the generalizations and the cognitive distortions and the deletions that our clients are making inside of their mind, just to establish what their current reality actually is. For example, if the goal is to set up a business or is to start a family, then we then need to establish what is their current reality. The current reality is that they don't have a family, they're currently in a role that they don't want, or that they don't enjoy, that doesn't fulfill them, something like this. And then we just simply need to identify options. Okay, because if a person doesn't feel like they have options in life, then they're pretty much going to feel without hope for a bigger and brighter future. And remember, sometimes we can all get trapped in the limitations of our own perception. All right, this is where we can just simply, by asking questions such as, what are your options? We can then provoke our clients to simply look at options that they may not previously have even thought about or considered or seen. So this is us now just offering the second set of eyes. We're not advising, we're not teaching them, we're not telling them about all the other options that they have. We've got to be empowering our clients to look and see these things for themselves. Because it's only once we are able to recognize and identify the extent of the options that are actually open to us in life that we're able to go with the choices and the options that we actually want to make. So, what action steps will you take next? Well, once we've established what all the options are for our clients, well, then it's quite simple, isn't it? What action steps will you take? What action step would you like to take? Now, how many people do you know have ended up getting into some sort of career or some sort of life path because they were told or they believed that it was just a sensible option? How many budding artists or musicians never followed their passions or their dreams because they never thought that they would be any good at doing this thing that they were passionate about? Instead, they played it safe, they became an accountant. I'm not dissing you if you're an accountant here, I'm just saying, right? Or they went to study medicine or study law, or they went to, you know, do something really, really practical. And most people do this because they don't feel that they're going to be able to accomplish and achieve the things that they really want to accomplish and achieve in life. So this is when people come for coaching. We want to help people identify the extent of the options that are available to them and then simply decide on what action steps they're going to take next. You see, it's absolutely pointless having a goal if we don't have a range of options in front of us that we can see that we can take. And then if we don't decide what action steps we're actually going to take, we're never going to get any closer from where we're at to where we want to be. And there's an idea, it's called visualization. Now remember, I think I mentioned about three videos ago that a person without vision will perish. this is something that we want to be doing with our clients pretty much within session one. All right, now I'll give you an example of this a little bit later on so you can see. This is just one conversation, by the way. All right, say for example, when I'm working with a client in session number one, I want them to leave session number one with a tangible, practical vision on what it is that they actually want more of in their life. So if a client comes to me and they say, I'm having problems in my marriage, I've got problems in my career, I'm at this crossroads in life, I don't know what I want to do, then a successful outcome for me is them going to be walking away with a vision of what it's going to be like once they've got what they want. Even if at the start of the session, they don't know what they want. Everyone knows what they want on a deepest level. The only problem that people have is that they don't believe they're capable of getting what they want. They don't believe that they're able to achieve what they want. And this is kind of what brings us back to the idea of the limiting beliefs that I mentioned in video one or two of the course. We can set goals, as many goals as we want to, but if we're not working with people on a beliefs level and helping them to establish the facts about what they're actually capable of, then most people will never even take that first step towards pursuing what they want more of in their future. Is this okay? What I've done my best to do here is give you a very, very broad overriding picture of the life coaching process. Now, this is just going to be for one goal, for one issue, for one problem. But bear in mind, when we're looking at the extent of people's lives, there are multiple life areas, all sorts of different aspects of life. But this is one very, very simple process that we can take to lead people from where they're at when they first come to us, you know, right wet behind the ears when they come to us in our life coaching front doors, to establishing what the goal is, what the reality is of where they're at, what they want, what the best options are, what action steps they can take next. And then we're going to get them to visualize them actually having accomplished this goal that they initially came to us with. So this is the purpose of life coaching. To start with, in the very early stages, it's just about us really working with our clients to get them to picture to visualize a picture or a day in their future where they're actually going to have this thing that they want. Because believe it or not, people naturally gravitate towards those things in life that they can visualize inside of their own minds. And people without a vision in life will generally go round and round in circles for anything up to a lifetime. So in order for us to really help our clients start taking steps and moving forward in their lives, we've got to help them to grasp a vision inside of their own mind's eye on what it is that they actually want more of and the direction that they can travel in. You with me? Have I just explained this well? So we've looked at quite a bit here. We've looked at what life coaching isn't, and we've looked at the purpose of life coaching, i.e. what it should really be used for. But don't worry if this hasn't all really sunk in just yet. I'm going to be unpacking all of this in a lot more depth in the sections that follow anyway. So we'll wrap this video up for now, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next.